Reconciliation. Here we discuss the process of reconciling demand, supply, and financial plans. This involves three final meetings: the financial review meeting, the pre-meeting, and the executive meeting. Financial review meeting. The financial review meeting analyzes the demand plan in dollars as well as any alternative production, supply, plans for their financial impact and feasibility. The key question that financial professionals will ask is to what degree the plan will achieve or fail to achieve the organization's business and financial goals as stated in the business plan. The financial review meeting will also finalize projections on the revenues, profits, cash flow, or need for capital investments for each alternative and provide a recommendation for the plan that best meets financial goals as well as financial constraints such as budgets, cash flow, or capital expenditure limits. Pre-meeting. The pre-meeting, or pre-S and OP meeting, is a meeting between people from prior steps, at least one person from the finance area, the S and OP process owner, and the demand manager. Other pre-S and OP team members might include a number of key supply chain managers and other area managers, such as the plant manager, the logistics manager, the product and brand manager, the customer service manager, and the accounting manager. The team reviews the data and sets the agenda for the S and OP executive meeting. The purpose of the pre-meeting is to identify areas where consensus can be reached without needing executive input and to add the more contentious items to the executive review agenda. Executive meeting. The monthly S and OP executive meeting involves the chief executive officer, CEO, the demand, sales and marketing, supply, operations, and financial executives, and other direct reports to the CEO. Executive sales and operations planning. Executive S and OP has its own definition in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The portion of sales and operations planning, S&OP, that defines executive decision-making processes to balance supply and demand at the volume level in families, fully integrates financial planning and operational planning, and provides a forum for establishing and linking high-level strategic plans with day-to-day operations. C. Sales and Operations Planning, S&OP. The purpose of this meeting and its related processes is to provide executives with a broad understanding of supply and demand issues and to allow them to exercise control over the organization's direction if it is not in line with business plan goals. The attendees review the plans from the prior meetings with the goal of arriving at a consensus demand plan that meets organizational revenue goals to the extent possible and that everyone agrees to support. To accomplish this goal, the meeting may involve reviewing performance metrics or scorecards, changes since the last meeting, new risks and opportunities, and other events. Executives will want to know whether plans are staying on budget, on schedule, and on scope, how well product mixes are performing, whether current strategies need modifying, whether capacity will be sufficient for the level of demand at the resource planning level, such as hiring new staff if new products are experiencing high demand, and what decisions will need to be made and when. Decisions that need to be made during the current period are discussed and then finalized, and responsibilities are assigned to ensure execution. The assembled executives may accept the decisions and the numbers forwarded from the pre-S and OP meeting, or they may take another path. They will make decisions pertaining to each product family, authorize any decisions with significant financial implications, and compare the demand plan to the business plan to see if actions need to be taken to bring them in line with each other, for example, additional marketing activities. Communication of the agreed-upon S and OP plan is critical to all internal participants. For instance, it is critical for sales account managers to understand when material they have requested in the demand plan will not be supplied and therefore they should not make commitments to deliver the product to customers. If supply is available to meet demand, the sales account managers still need to be informed that their sales forecast has been accepted and they can sell against it. Remember, the success of the demand plan depends on the quality of the internal communication process.